The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we shall come to him and make our home with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, and my word is not my own. It is the word of the one who sent me. I have said these things to you while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you." The Gospel of the Lord. I will now read you a pastoral letter from our bishop. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus' parting gift to us is the Holy Spirit. There could be no other. Once the Lord had committed himself to be with his church all the days until the end of the world. This gift has to be the Comforter, who was given to establish us in permanent relationship with the Father through Jesus, and who, like Jesus, comes from the heart of the Father. We call the Feast of Pentecost the birthday of the Church. The birthday present handed on by Jesus is none other than the Spirit of God. He comes to assure us that nothing can disrupt the relationship of human beings to their God. The damage of sin has been repaired, even though it is still sadly possible for individuals sinning again to turn their back on the Lord. The Holy Spirit is the heart and soul of the life of the Church, and so of every Christian life. There is no Christianity without the present and presence of the Holy Spirit. How do I know when it is the Spirit guiding what is going on in my life? Jesus is present to us is the community to which we belong, with the word of the Scripture, the sacraments that we celebrate, and those chosen to lead and guide the community. All these gifts are an indication that God is truly with us. The Spirit provides all of them out of the treasury of the Lord. They maintain our faith, hope, and love, which holds the community together. In this context, the more particular movements of the Spirit can be discerned. The promptings that we can experience any day come from the Spirit if they urge us into ways that are community building. Such community building emanating from the Spirit will always be in accord with the teachings of the Lord as handed down in his Church. The Second Vatican Council talks of our sinfulness as man divided against himself. It is a useful description, as all sin tears apart the relationships which build up the community of Christ. A quick look at the Ten Commandments will enable us to see how what is forbidden by each commandment can destroy the fabric of the community of faith and our relationship with God and each other. What builds up the community are the virtues that the commandments encourage: justice, temperance, prudence, and so forth. The development of virtue is a major activity of the Spirit as we pursue what is true, good, and beautiful. The Spirit is active in the lives of individual believers and disciples. The individual at prayer needs to be open to the direction in which the Spirit may take them. The community reference is also important here. It prevents us from claiming that the Spirit inspires us to do our own thing. What we do must be ours, and we need to take responsibility for it. However, much of what we think of doing can be self-seeking. That needs to be discerned in prayer and with wise spiritual advice. As Easter, so Pentecost. We celebrate each year a gift given forever, and we enjoy the effect of that gift as we seek daily the things of the Lord and enter the daily struggle with our recurring self-centeredness. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill our hearts always. May God bless you all. Christopher, Bishop of Plymouth. And if I may, I'd just like to expand on, I think, a very crucial point that our bishop has raised in his letter, when he says, the Holy Spirit is the heart and soul of the life of the church, and so of every Christian's life. And as I mentioned in my brief introductory remarks, we have all received, through our baptism, the gift of God's Holy Spirit that dwells within us. And we need to be sensitive, attentive, and responsive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit within us. To the extent that we do, we can be confident that our journey is certainly toward God. To the extent that we don't, we are moving away from God. And it can be very subtle. And that's why I urge, well, all of us, myself included, to ask for that grace, that we be attentive and receptive to the promptings of the Spirit in our own lives, because that way we can be sure that we are walking along the path leading to God.